I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News.
A lot of folks want to know what all that aircraft is, and I did decide to bring our...
About 250 people filled most of the bleachers at Seeley Lake Elementary School Thursday night to get the latest update on the Rice Ridge Fire. Somewhat unusual for a fire meeting was for the crowd to hear from someone from the county health department about air quality concerns. But Sarah Cofield, an air quality specialist with Missoula City County Health, said pollution levels have repeatedly hit hazardous levels.
And we have surpassed that over and over and over again. So this is beyond what we consider hazardous. We don't have a category for how bad the air is.
Cofield and other health specialists got a lot of questions from people at the meeting. After it was over, I talked to one of them in the school's parking lot as a pair of firefighting air tanker planes passed overhead on their way to scoop water out of Seeley Lake. Dr. Todd Fife is a physician at Partnership Health Clinic in Seeley Lake.
Probably the most important thing is there's a lot of people that are at risk due to the air quality here. And we really want people to be proactive and preventative before trouble starts.
What's the volume of people you're seeing coming to you with health concerns or health problems related to the smoke?
Well, we're seeing several patients a day that are coming in with lung issues. That's primarily what we're seeing is lung issues. And I really suspect that for every one that we see in the clinic, there are several more, a handful out there that are struggling and having just as much problems.
What's the severity? Is it usually something that you can take care of pretty easily? Have you had to transport any? Is there people that have had really serious problems because of it?
Thankfully, so far, we haven't seen cases that we've kicked to Missoula. Actually, we anticipate them coming. Thankfully, we're able to handle most of those episodes here locally. But we are recommending for a lot of those people to get out, get themselves out of the smoke, because until they do, they're going to continue to have problems.
So when I talked to Sarah earlier today from the health department, she was saying one of the reasons why they issued that unprecedented recommendation is because of the cumulative impact. There's been so many days where the air has been so bad. And has that been your experience at the clinic too, that as there are more and more days, you're seeing more and more people or people with more problems? Have you noticed any correlation?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This week has been by far the worst. Today's probably the worst day out of all of them. And we anticipate continuing in that direction. And I guess I would worry about some of our patients that don't think they have to worry so much. And these would be the patients with heart disease and the ones that this could tip them over into a critical event. And we worry about that because we see it coming and we want to really avoid it. We've had probably more patients in the clinic today and calling with respiratory things than we've seen all week. And this week has been worse than last week, and that was worse than the week before. Today we probably saw five or six, and tomorrow likely the same. And for every five or six that we've seen, we've probably taken that many phone calls and given some advice over the phone. And I worry about the patients who are not calling and coming in, because we know that they're, you know, everybody's here and everybody's breathing the same smoke, and so I worry about that a lot.
When I talked to folks at the health department, they said one of the factors in the decision to recommend that people leave is they're concerned about the capacity of the healthcare system here in terms of the ability of EMS to respond to a lot of people with health problems to the clinic, you know, not being open on weekends. Do you have concerns about being overwhelmed if it continues? Or
yeah. Obviously, that's always a concern. We haven't got to that level where we're super worried about that. Although we have resources in Missoula that we could call on, should that be the case. But obviously, weekends, prime time, the clinic is closed and we have a small EMS service. We worry about that. That's an issue. And so that's why we really are trying to get this message out to really be proactive on this. And if it really means that you sleep elsewhere at night because you have a high risk for troubles, then you really should take heed.
Is it hard to communicate that? Are people reluctant, or is it?
Listen, the people that we see in the clinic, it's really easy. I mean, they're really struggling, and that's an easy sell. Because once you get to that point, listen, you're going to continue like you are, or you're going to leave the area. And it's pretty simple and pretty straightforward. Health comes first. It clears up a little bit during the day, but this is a consistent thing. I mean, this exposure is all day long. Even though you look outside at noon or 1 o'clock and it really looks good, there's still a lot of smoke and there's a lot of exposure all day long. And this is a big worry.
Dr. Todd Fife is a physician at Partnership Health Clinic in Sealy Lake. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.